Can you pinpoint where it all went wrong in the third?
Poor decisions, step up on the rush, let, you know, the best players behind us when you have a lead. I can understand if you're behind, you're pressing, those things happen. It should never happen.
Who's thinking too big tonight?
Pretty average. Listen, you got beat by good shots, but at some point you need a save. You know, you hope the last one, obviously in the last minute. But we didn't get it.
On the Hedman goal, do you fault anyone in particular? It's just kind of...
Yeah, D jumped up on the rush. I mean, what do we turn a 4-on-2 and a 5-on? Like, listen, we had a chance to put the game away. We're off net with our chance. We got to hustle back. And I think we just, the lone D that was back there just made a poor decision. He's got to buy time for people to recover. And that gave him life, unfortunately. And but there's still a lot of hockey after that to put it away. And we didn't get the job done.
Anything you attribute those to, the poor decisions there in the third period?
I don't know. You know, the first thing you think of is fatigue, yet you know, we seem to have our legs up to that point. So we had our legs to join the rush, we have our legs. So I thought we were playing well. You know, we're limited in the back end with Johnny Moore leaving. So, you know, could be a little bit of lack of respect maybe for the opposition. Wanting to make a play. There's a lot of things that could go into it. You know, it's something you don't want to see, but it happened. And listen, you learn every day in this league, young and old. And there's a lesson learned for a few of our guys today.
So the Stamkos goals, where they were working it around, kind of really, you guys were too stationary. You kind of identify
it. We had a poor coverage on a face-off. We had a switch there that we talked about before the game. What we do, they run a certain play. So we got stuck in between. So we'll take the, as a staff, we'll take the blame for that one. I thought it was a good shot through the seam. We had two D in front, though, that we've talked about the Tampas and the Torontos enough. If you're standing there beside one guy, there's a pretty good chance someone's open. They use seams in the O-zone, those two's team as well as anybody. So you gotta find it. It was Cam for Moore, just too late identifying where Stamkos was, and they made a hell of a play. What was the other one? Seems like a lot of goals went in after that.
Yeah, first one's a really nice shot by Stamkos.
The one went off the bar. The other was a one-time. I mean, he finds open ice like Pastrnak. You know, find your ice and
he buried. You look at a 5-on-3 early on as a missed opportunity against a team that can keep producing?
I would have if we didn't score four goals. When you're up 4-2, you got to give them credit. They're the number one penalty kill in the league. So they did a good job on that. We scored in our first power play, made a nice play. So if it ends up, you know, we don't ever score after that, you probably look back and say that could have been. But no, I mean, it gave them some life, but I don't think it hurt us.
And you got a call right after that, but surprised there was nothing on the Moore hit there?
There's a couple of good body checks tonight. So, I mean, probably say, Clifford hit Palat and never came back. So there were some good body checks. I'd have to look at it again, Hags. I don't know. So, no, I think they let the physical part of it go. They called a lot of other stuff. I think we're in the box 6 times, so that's unusual for us. But it is what it is, and we did a good job with PK. Surprisingly, I didn't take that many penalties. That didn't hurt us. We did a real good job on that, so that's something certainly to be excited about.
Do you think you might see
take
something
some more
with the 4-minute guy? You know, you didn't allow a shot on the 4-minute. Do you think that's something you take going forward as far as strategy or anything?
Well, yeah. Like, I mean, we were aggressive up ice, trying to disrupt their entries, make them earn their puck possession, because when they have it, they're good. So if you can limit that, and we did. That was the game plan going in, like make it hard on entries and then try to deny certain plays. And sometimes you're able to do that, sometimes you're not. But I think it was more the initial entry. You know, they had to expend energy and time to get into the zone, and that was half of that.
Any further update you have on Moore?
I don't have anything. He left the game. I told he wasn't returning. Upper body, and that's it. Sorry.
Curious about your overall impression of his game. He had that great shift.
I thought this line started very slow. They lost a lot of battles. We talked about getting inside, driving. I thought Charlie responded well. He started attacking more. Had some good opportunities going in the net. Big body's hard to handle, and we need that against particularly a team like Tampa. We talked about that last year in May. They had a tough time getting inside, so that's where he can be a good player for us. I thought as the game went along, he did a much better job and actually drove that line. I thought his wingers had a tough night tonight. He did, like I said, he picked it up and he did a good job for us.
Thanks, guys.
You keep talking to me. I mean, this is one of the things we should stop for.